California's Central Valley is known as the nation's breadbasket. You may well eat something today that was grown there, yet in that valley, unemployment is among the worst in the nation. Even before the recession, the valley was a place of poverty and malnutrition. Today, our Hidden Kitchens series takes us into the Central Valley's agricultural heart. In the region that produces so many of our vegetables and fruit, rates of juvenile obesity and type 2 diabetes are close to the country's highest. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, call their story the Breadbasket Blues.
My name is Isena Ayala. I'm 20 years old. I was raised here in Kettleman City, population of 2,500. Kettleman was real rich for its oil. Its oil wells was going to bring a lot of people out here, but it never happened. We are a rural community surrounded by fields and crops. We don't have grocery stores, which is very hard. We have to drive 35 miles in order to get to our nearest grocery store. Up there, we have Carl's Jr. We have In-N-Out Burger. This place is always packed. Next door, we have a McDonald's. Most of the youth in Kettleman, they work out here in the fast food restaurants. When I was in high school, I worked at Taco Bell. When I was working there, I was overweight. We would get our break, then we would just go eat out to Jack in the Box. You see them before they start working in a fast food restaurant, how slim, and then you see them working up there, and it's like, oh, what happened to her?
The Central Valley has been described as sort of the new Appalachia. These are the poorest congressional districts with some of the worst health disparities in California. I'm Genoveva Islas Hooker, Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program. Our focus is to look at obesity from an environmental and policy standpoint. Poor communities do not have the infrastructure that supports active lifestyle. We don't have sidewalks, we don't have streetlights. There's packs of dogs. They don't walk because there's nobody in their community that gets the loose dogs. We don't have access to stores, to healthy produce. We've created this very obesogenic environment, and we question why so many people are overweight and at risk for type 2 diabetes. Well, we've engineered it.
Here we're living in a region that produces the finest fruits and vegetables in the world, and yet the children of this valley rarely taste those fruits and vegetables. My name is Mark Arax. I grew up in Fresno. I came back here as a writer for the Los Angeles Times. My grandfather, when he came here in 1920 from Armenia, he became a migrant fruit picker. We have created here the most intensive farm belt the world has ever known. Agriculture done at a speed and intensity that's never been done by man. And yet, right next to that agriculture is this stunning poverty. The neighborhoods in Fresno have the most concentrated poverty of any city in the country. New Orleans was second in this last survey. And all that pathology that goes along with poverty, you know, drugs, and we produce more meth and more milk than any region in the country.
In the Central Valley, the healthy food that's picked is shipped out and then shipped back in to be sold in our grocery stores. In Fresno, we discovered there was actually a zoning ordinance that prohibited the establishment of farmers markets. We had to work at creating a new zoning ordinance that would allow farmers markets in the last year.
These are the hills. You can see it's just like a desert. Rattlesnakes. If you go walking out there, you'll see mostly older people that have diabetes, where the doctors told them to go walk. Because even though people would want to walk in town, it's very hard with having no sidewalks. You'll see people walking with a stick just in case of a dog. We do have that dog problem here in Kettleman.
Appearing to be aggressive. Parks and grounds.
This is CSPCA Animal Shelter. All lines are busy at this time.
In Fresno County, we have probably one of the biggest dog bite areas. I'm Beth Caffrey with the Central California SPCA. We started working with Fresno County Healthy Neighborhoods Program, finding out why people don't exercise as much, why they don't go outside. There's a lot of stray dogs and animal packs that make people nervous about going out into their own neighborhood. A lot of people get animals because there's so much theft. Sometimes they want to have the toughest dog. It's typically tied to gangs and fighting your dogs.
There is a large amount of gang activity here in Central California.
My name is Keith Padgett, SPCA, Fresno, California.
The most prevalent is the Bulldogs. Gang members have taken our Fresno State mascot as their symbol.
Gang food, I would describe it as munchy food. If you're smoking marijuana, you might want some chips and sodas. I don't think they're eating their five fruits and vegetables a day, unfortunately. The young boy in Arosi, on his way to get some milk at a convenience store, was shot. Gang culture has been affecting the food environment. It's made it inhospitable just to walk to go to get some milk. When community members are telling us, you know, I don't want my children out, I drive them to school even though it's two blocks away, it's for some very real issues.
My name is Maria Peña, the Greenfield Walking Club in Bakersfield. We started 3 years ago. We're trying to teach each other how to eat healthy, exercise.
These women wanted to form a walking group in Bakersfield. There was a park, but there was gang activity happening there, loose dogs, syringes. They began to talk with the city council members. Lights got repaired. Graffiti got removed. These women raised money to establish a walking path around the park. In Lindsay, a small rural community, they have Friday night markets. There's food, activities for kids, dance, music, produce vendors. They've had a reduction in crime.
Friday nights, families are here, the husbands, their kids, and they're dancing, they're eating. Any other day, there's nobody around town.
As long as people are indoors because of their fear, they won't come out. If we created more forums where neighbors could meet each other, days in the park, farmers markets, community gardens, environments that promote a healthier lifestyle, there's real power when the community members themselves advocate for these changes.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. The Kitchen Sisters' new book is Hidden Kitchens, Texas, and you can see a slideshow of the Greenfield Walking Group at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.